It's the Brian and Brian Show, where you can stay up to date with everything happening at the Anderson Country Club. And you might even get a few opinions on current events in the golf world. Now, here are your hosts, PGA General Manager and Director of Golf at the Anderson Country Club, Brian Garrett, and me, Brian Hammonds. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Brian and Brian Show. I'm Brian Hammonds, along with Brian Garrett, the General Manager and Director of Golf here at the Anderson Country Club. And we're going to start this show, BG, with a special guest, Nancy Anderson, who is the Executive Director of the Ascension St. Vincent Anderson Foundation. That's just one of the many, many hats that she wears. And she's also the brains behind the Ascension St. Vincent Kids Classic that will be taking place here at the Anderson Country Club on June 13th. Nancy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks
Good
for
morning, Nancy.
This.
Now, we've made a significant change in this golf tournament this year after, 39 years of being a celebrity scramble. This year, it's going to be a pro-am where PGA professionals, and not all of them are PGA professionals, but professional golf professionals from around the state will be playing for a purse alongside their four-player amateur team. And the response has been great, hasn't it?
Yes, we are officially sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have a couple teams that are kind of like waitlisted. We're kind of taking some teams that if they want to be on a waitlist, we're happy to put them there because we have a couple teams that are kind of on the fence. But other than that, typically we would not be sold out at this time. So thanks to Brian and Brian for, presenting me with this idea. It took some arm twisting, because this marks a significant milestone in the tournament's history because, 40 years ago, Carl Erskine and Wilbur Robey started this tournament and, Carl, brought his celebrity, and used his celebrity to attract a lot of well-known individuals from the sporting world to participate in this over the years. And, we'll probably, this is a big change for us. So yeah, I was a little nervous, but you guys assured me that it would work out. So
well,
here we are.
I took kind of an informal poll last year during the event and asked many of the players that participated last year, would you rather play with a celebrity or how would you like playing with a golf professional who was competing, for a purse? And the overwhelming response was, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I think it will be very popular, don't you, Brian?
Yeah, I do. I'm assuming you asked all the teams that have celebrities that weren't very good at golf.
Well, that was about all of them.
Yeah, next year we may need to think about, obviously we love hearing from the participants. And we did do an informal survey and we're like, is it time to change this? And a lot of people spoke up and said, hey, it would be fun. Let's change it up. And we did. And this year, I have to give Joe Clark a hand because, Brian Hammonds and I, met him for breakfast and we just pitched this idea to him. And he signed on for a 3-year presenting sponsorship for his company, Financial Enhancement Group. I mean, if anybody know, a lot of people know Joe and know his love for golf, but they probably don't know the softer side of Joe and that he's got a very, very soft heart for kids and really lifting kids up in the community so that they're ready to, thrive. And this is a good opportunity for his company to really kind of showcase that softer side of Joe, which is great. So we're really, really pleased to have him on board.
Well, Nancy, since we're sold out and there's no more room for teams, excuse me, is there a way for people to, first of all, tell everyone what this benefits and how they might be able to contribute without participating in the golf tournament?
Yeah, like I said, this tournament started it started 40 years ago. The reason we're on the 39th annual is because we took a hiatus during the 2020 during COVID. But, Carl really also has a very soft spot for kids. And, he you know, he recruited a lot of well-known people, you know, and started the support of the children's clinic. So when Carl actually started the tournament 40 years ago, the children's clinic was working out of the ER one day a week. And they were doing, you know, physicians like, you know, Phil Goshard. I always mention Phil every year because, you know, he was instrumental in kind of volunteering as a physician in the children's clinic in the ER, and nurses like Nancy Pitcock. And there's just way too many people to even list that actually worked with children in the ER. But they had the forethought that, hey, we need a freestanding building. And, you know, 10 years later, we have a freestanding building, thanks to Sandy Patty and many others that donated to make that happen. And now, you know, we're providing, you know, 3,000 medical treatments a year to about 1,500 kids that wouldn't have a medical home somewhere else. And, you know, and they're getting referred to Peyton Manning if they need to. And lots of physicians are still to this day donating services to families that wouldn't be able to afford them. So, you know, this mission, the children's clinic is the closest thing, I think, really, I believe, to our mission at the hospital of serving the poor and really, really providing a community service. And so the children's clinic is in really good shape. It's fully staffed right now. And the staff just loves this event and loves what it does for the clinic. It provides, you know, the proceeds from this event really provide ongoing care to families and, you know, continues to support the operations of the clinic. And yeah, thanks to both of you for your years of support. I mean, Brian, nobody probably knows this, but I mean, this is your 12th year. This is the ALT's 15th year as co-chairs. You know, you guys have been longstanding, you know, important volunteers to make this work, and I certainly appreciate all of you guys. So
yeah, I was going to ask you to speak about the what impact does this golf tournament have on the clinic financially. I mean, that's, I think it's a pretty big part of it, but I want you to talk at least a little bit about it and speak to the importance of it.
Yeah, so this one tournament, you know, this year we're going to tip over the 100, you know, a couple of the years early on we had some support from some major sponsors and vendors from the hospital. And I think our best year, we raised 115. This year, we're not going to hit 115, but we're going to tip way over 100 and $100,000. And I will say that the foundation commits annually to provide the clinic $120,000 in operations. So, you know, it's huge. This one tournament really helps the clinic out significantly, you know, so along with other donors. And I'll tell you, our associates really get behind not only this event, but our associates care about the clinic, and a lot of them make annual gifts in support of the clinic as well. So yeah, we have great associates that believe in the mission.
Well, it clearly has a longstanding history. I know that when me and Brian went out to find golf professionals to play, it seemed, I think, easier than we thought. I think the cachet of the clinic and the history of this tournament has resonated throughout the state. Obviously, we're super happy to host it every year, and we just feel like it's a great partnership. But I feel like golf professionals around kind of understand that it's, you know, well, was the Sandy Patty, or was the, you know, it was Carl Erskine's event, now with Brian Hammond's event. So it was easy to recruit golf professionals, say, hey, yeah, well, I mean, you know, the money always helps, you know, the purse, but also at the same time, I felt like there was an immediate connection with a lot of them. They just, yeah, I'm in. And we even had a few teams, or a few pros bringing teams. So we're super excited about hosting and looking forward to it. Sold out 6 weeks ahead of time. That's great.
Yeah, I wish we had more room, you know, because I think a lot of those professionals would bring their home teams with them. But yeah, unfortunately, we're kind of stretched as to what we can do, unless we'll figure something out next year, you know.
Yeah, there's we can put a few things up our sleeves for next year that maybe grow this thing.
Right. Yeah, I just I'm trying to think like anyway we'll meet and we'll kind of, every year we're brainstorming on how we can make this bigger and better. You know, Carl recruited people like Peyton Manning. You know, people probably don't realize this, but not only did Sandy Patty, you know, lend her name to the tournament for I don't even know how long. You know, over the years, Peyton Manning, his dad Archie, Bill Polian, Larry Bird, Bobby Slick Leonard, you know, John Andretti. Lots of people came and supported this event. And, you know, Brian Garrett, you know, people love the golf course. And a lot of the celebrities came back because they love playing at Anderson Country Club. So, you know, it's just, I think it's a perfect trifecta, you know, with having the history of the tournament at a good golf course, in a small community that's doing mission related work for kids. And that's what I think makes it so popular.
Well, Nancy, thank you very much for joining us today. And this event wouldn't be possible without all of your hard work. And we certainly appreciate that, but thank you for your time. And it's right around the corner. Can't wait till June 13th.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys.
Thanks,
both.
Nancy.
Thanks, okay. Nance.
All right. Bye.
That's Nancy Anderson, who really is she does all the work behind the scenes to put this event on. And, you know, one thing, Brian, that I think your members would enjoy just coming out if they're not playing and watching that day, because they're going to see some really good golf.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some players in this field that have played on the PGA Tour,
sure.
have played on the what is now the Corn Ferry Tour, who have played Latino America.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent college players.
Really, really good field that we have. And you're going to see some really good scoring. I think it'd be fun to come out and watch.
Yeah, it'll be a fun event. Obviously, everybody's welcome to come out. And watch and hang out. It's June 13th. I believe it's a noon shotgun start.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's a Thursday. So really looking forward to it. Excited to have a lot of my colleagues come and enjoy the facility and enjoy the people that support the clinic. And it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it.
So what's going on here at the Anderson Country Club? Been busy, I take it?
Yeah, I mean, April's been one of those months. It's just been a typical April. I mean, we get 5 inches of rain in 3 days, and then it's cold, and then it's nice again, and, you know, it's going to rain again. It's been good. I mean, we're off to a pretty good start. You know, we had our men's opening scramble last weekend. We had 64 players in that, which is great. We've opened up our old buddy, is set and ready to go for the season. Invitational, we're starting to take registrations there. Golf course is in really good shape, really good. It's juicy out there. The rough is thick. It's a good challenge. It's been windy all week, all month. So people are dying to play golf. Yesterday, Sunday, the 28th, the tee sheet was busy all day. It was busy all day Saturday too. Even the weatherman said there was going to be some rain Saturday, and there really wasn't. But you know, people still wanting to play. They have that urge to play. I sense people wanting to learn how to play. I think we have lots of members that are wanting to take lessons, that are taking lessons, wanting to improve their game, and the appetite for golf. And it's not just here; it's everywhere. The appetite for golf is still there, and it's great. I mean, I've been a golf pro since 2002, and golf has really never been stronger from a rounds and participation perspective. It's really, really fun, and it's really great to see.
Any events coming up?
Club events. Yeah, we have, we have a little tournament this weekend, 1 best ball on the par threes, 2 best balls on the par fours, and 3 best balls on the par fives. That'll be fun. You can sign up there on Golf Genius. And then we get into late Memorial Day. We'll have a 20-ball tournament on the Saturday, and then our flag day on Memorial Day weekend on that Monday, day after the race. So looking forward to just hopefully some good May weather, some, you know, lots of golf being played, lots of golf being taught. We're having Callaway and TaylorMade still scheduled to come out and do fitting days. People are eager to try the new stuff. All the stuff is really good. All the new equipment's really good. All the new drivers are great. They're forgiving. They're doing what they're advertising, which is fantastic. So looking forward to just, you know, kind of getting going and getting rolling here. I mean, it's been – April's tough. It's a choppy month. You know, we had that 5.5 inches of rain there in that 3-4 day period that just – I mean, it just took you out. You know, it took us out. So a handful of really great new members that are already participating in events. So it's good. The ladies are going to start here soon. They'll be at Tuesdays at 10. Couples golf will start in the middle of May. You'll see a schedule come out for that. Those are Friday evenings. Those are always a fun times. The pool's going to open on Saturday after Saturday of Memorial Day, excuse me. So before we know it, we're going to be right in the heart of golf season.
You know, this is the first time I've been up here in a few weeks because I've just been swamped. But your golf shop is stocked. I mean, yeah. And you've got good taste. There's good stuff in there.
Thank you. I think you never figure it out, but you know, I think I know what people like, and we have stocked it well. I mean, we have a lot of play. We have a lot of, you know, we have new members. We have a lot of tournament participation, which helps, you know, build the shop credit for people to buy stuff out of the pro shop. So, yeah, it's stocked. It's full. There's all kinds of great products in there. We just got some, we bought a lot of shoes this year. We felt like we haven't given quite the array of shoe in the last few years. So we bought four different manufacturers in, or four different, you know, shoe companies in, to try to you know, entice people to, you know, give more selection, maybe even sell some more shoes. We partnered with Ping over the last fall, and that's been great for a lot of our members. They create great products, and great American company, and they forgiving drivers, really good stuff. Their fairway metals are great, and they have new irons they got good new players irons, and then the game improvement irons are awesome too. So we're happy with that. And the Callaway driver's been fantastic. I mean, we just keep selling. It's really good. I mean, it's their best driver since I've been here. So as far as forgiveness, and it's not the best on price, of course, but you know, what is these days? So
who are you trying to kid? You're trying to win the Merchandiser of the Year award.
I don't know. I'm just trying to sell product. This is a tough time of year. I load the AP account up pretty good. So feel free to come on out and spend your hard-earned money in the pro shop. We got plenty of good stuff for you.
Let's talk the bigger picture in golf going on right now. And Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda.
Yeah.
Scheffler's won, what, five of his last six events, including the Masters. Nelly Korda's won five straight.
Great.
Do either one of those players, can either one of those players be the face of their sport? Do you think they have the personality to be the face of their sport? I mean, great players.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that Nelly is phenomenal. I mean, Scheffler's phenomenal too. But, I mean, they're both really good players. They both are just different than, you know, they're not the attention seekers. And I'm not saying that when Tiger was at the time, he wasn't an attention seeker. He was just so talented that, you know, people just were
gravitated to him.
I don't think that's the case with either of these two. However, that doesn't warrant how fantastic both of them are for the game of golf. I mean, they're hardworking, they're athletic, they're well-spoken, they're good people. I mean, you know, they're grounded. I mean, Scottie Scheffler is as grounded as it gets, right? I mean, that's not fake, right?
Oh, no.
That's not fake. He is that way. And, you know, it's good. It's refreshing. Obviously, there is until this thing is resolved with the split in golf, you know, that's going to always be the big story, you know, and it's always going to loom large over, you know, what's so great about what's going on the golf course. So, but yeah, no, I don't think they're the face of golf. I don't think they have that kind of persona and personality, but they're definitely great for golf.
You know, if you're in the PGA Tour marketing department and you think, okay, we really got to start marketing the players that are loyal to us and they're playing our tour, and you've got Scottie Scheffler that you have to market, that's not an easy thing.
No, it's not. No.
I mean, he doesn't care about his brand.
No, you know, he doesn't. I bought the Golf Forever, the training thing that he endorses. We'll see how that goes. But I mean, it's cool. But again, I don't know if he moves the meter enough for people to, you know, oh, he's doing it, I got it. You know what I mean? I don't know. We'll see. So
it's interesting golf swing he has, though.
it's a great golf swing. He just, you know, he just
the footwork is,
you know, all it, I mean, he just doesn't stay grounded. He's putting all of it in. He delivers the club on plane every time. It's perfect. I mean, it's a great golf swing. It just looks weird because everybody gets distracted by the feet, but it does. It looks like he's either going to push or snap hook the hell out of every shot, especially on the tee. But his footwork's only really weird on the tee shots. It's not too bad on the other stuff, but he figured out the putter. And hopefully Taylor Macon saw a lot of those putters, because in the minute he changed to that putter,
yeah,
it just, the floodgates opened. We made $12 million or whatever it was on course.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous. His caddy has made more money this year. Well, after yesterday's win, that's no longer counts. But his caddy up until yesterday has made more money than Rory McIlroy this year.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, Rory makes that $25 million a year from Nike, so I don't...
Yeah, and apparently they're all getting equity pieces in the...
What do you think about that? Tiger's getting $100 million. Rory's getting $50
million. So is it
$100 million
in equity, or is it a cash payment?
It's cash over 4 years, I believe.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what to think about it.
I get Jordan Spieth. He's getting $30 million. Justin Thomas, I don't know. And what Scotty Scheffler? I didn't see Scotty Scheffler's name on there. Scotty's got to be going, or his agent has got to be going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, well, like it or not, we are the face of the PGA Tour right now.
Yeah, I'm number one player in the world by a mile.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, obviously Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas are, I mean, obviously I want these guys to play well. I want these guys to be at the top, but they're not. And they're not even close, especially Jordan, unfortunately. But, you know, they're being paid for being loyal to the PGA Tour, and they've won, well, Jordan's case, he's won, I believe, 3 majors, and Justin Thomas has won 2, and his is most recent. But, you know, if you look at it right now, I mean, they're not – I don't look at them as the face of the tour. I mean, you don't want them as face of the tour because they aren't very good right now. I mean, they're just not. And, you know, I know life gets in the way, and you know, I think they're both – I know Jordan has kids, and I don't know if Justin Thomas's kid is on the way, or I know he got married. But, you know, those things matter. I mean, those things take away from, you know
– Sure, they
your
do.
Preparation and your
– Absolutely.
And all that. So golf's in a weird place. I mean, we've been saying it since we started this podcast. Golf's in a weird place and weird place, and it's not changing, not anytime soon.
Yeah, and it's in a weird place, and it hasn't changed for the better, really.
No, it has not.
I mean, for the players, I guess it has,
mm-hmm.
because they're lining their pockets.
Oh, yeah. The players, it's great for the players.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless you're a mid-level player, unless you're a guy that's, you know, 100th on the money list.
Yeah.
The opportunities aren't there for you that they used to be, and you're not going to get into these elevated events where the big purses are. Those are the only guys that are probably concerned.
What do you make of the ratings report? I know there's a lot of streaming and all that. There's all that conversation.
When Masters is down that much, that's telling.
It is.
That's telling. I mean, granted, Scottie Scheffler doesn't move the needle, as you said. But
it also, he wasn't also, he also didn't have a 5-shot lead going in the last round. So, I mean, it was somewhat competitive.
Yeah. And
until it wasn't.
But it's the Masters.
I know. Everybody,
you watch the Masters. And maybe people are out here playing golf rather than staying at home and watching golf.
I mean, yeah.
You know, but.
It's hard to say, but I mean, people are playing a lot of golf. It's, I mean, it's not just here. Like I said, it's everywhere. And, you know, I my feeling has always been, people are going to get turned off by professional golf the longer this goes, the longer, and even the 4 tournaments that they play together a year, those are going to suffer too, because people are just, it's not as compelling. It's just not.
Everybody I've talked to that's in the golf media or in golf television currently, they feel the disinterest, if you will,
sure,
of the week-to-week PGA Tour events. Mm-hmm. The interest just isn't there. Like you told me yesterday, like you said, you didn't watch any golf this weekend.
I didn't watch any golf this weekend.
You know, and you're not alone, obviously.
Yeah.
So
I didn't watch much of the Heritage. I did watch a little bit because I had a relationship with Patrick Rogers back when he was in Avon on the South Side, and he was in the fight there for a long time, and he made a nice paycheck, but I didn't really want to watch that tournament. Does that make sense? Like, I, you know, and for Scotty to just fly in, you know, whenever Tuesday night or whatever, and then win the tournament just speaks to his, you know, talent and ability.
You brought up Patrick Rodgers, and has he underachieved in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody that knows of him and what he was the number one amateur in the world, and he won more tournaments at Stanford than Tiger did.
Coming out of college, he was the guy.
He was. And I mean, yeah, I don't know what it's like. I have no clue. But yeah, I mean, he certainly has. And I think in a quiet moment, he'd admit that too. You know, he wants to win. I mean, I think that his when he came out of college, his goals were big.
Lofty.
Like Ryder Cup, major championship, you know, challenging for every major, like top 25 player in the world kind of. I mean, that was the cachet he came in with. And unfortunately, it just hasn't gone that way for him for whatever reason. But yeah, I would say definitely underachieved for sure compared to his
expectations,
yeah. College ability, and his—I mean, that kid was a superstar.
Oh yeah, and, you know, he's made a good living.
I mean, for sure,
he's not hurting.
He's a professional golfer for as long as he wants to.
Yeah, sure. But he was in the same class as Jordan Spieth and Justin Leonard, not Justin Leonard, Justin
Thomas, Patrick Cantlay,
and he was the cream of the crop there. I mean, he was ahead of those guys.
He was, he was in that conversation with Cantlay and Thomas and Spieth.
Yeah.
And he won a ton of tournaments in college, played for Stanford, and they were really good. I mean, he got to the quarters of the USAM a couple times. So, I mean, I root for him. I obviously has the talent, but, you know, it just kind of speaks to how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, one of the three Indiana kids playing on the PGA Tour currently. Well, I guess you can still count. Tyler. Kid from Richmond.
Bo Van Pelt.
He's peripherally.
He's not a kid anymore. he's probably getting close to 50,
and probably looking forward to
it. I would think so. Yeah.
All right. So we normally do a tip of the month. Do you have anything you want? Any tips you want to pass along?
Yeah. I mean, as we come out and we start to get playing a little bit more golf, I just encourage everybody to play the ball down. I feel like, you know, if you want to get better at golf, you got to learn how to hit shots. And I think playing it down is the truest, purest way to play it. And then look, and there's a lot of people that are beginners and just learning and just maybe, you know, maybe a couple years in, and obviously play however they want. But I'd encourage members that are wanting to play in tournaments or playing and are participating in our events, play the ball down, try to hit those shots, try to, you know, build that confidence. I see a lot of people touching the ball and moving it on to, you know, lies, and just, you know, it's fine. I mean, I want everyone to enjoy the game, but if you really want to get better and you want to, you know, build more confidence, learning how to hit those tough shots out of weird lies is important.
You know, another thing that I never do that then when you get into a tournament and you're like, you know, you don't give yourself putts.
Yeah.
You know, I knock it up to a foot and a half or 2 feet. I sweep it away.
the ball should touch the bottom of the cup 18 times. Yeah. I don't care how close it is. Finish it, because, you know, when you get into a tournament and
you
all of a
make
sudden
those.
This putt that's usually scraped back to you, you're staring you in the face, that's a different kind of pressure, right?
Yes,
so, like, just get into the habit of playing the ball down and putting the ball out, and you'll be more prepared for the next time you have to make one of those putts or you have to play one of those shots. Because I know Twilight League right now is going great. We've got 64 players in that, and we're playing the ball up this week, and, of course, next week's the shamble, but after that, we're playing it down. I told them, guys, we're playing it down starting quarter two, and I even feel kind of, like, dirty about that. Like, we should be playing it down now. You know what I mean? Like, but nonetheless, I would encourage – I think you hit another great point. Put them out. Play it down. You know, it's not going to help hurt your handicap. I mean, you're going to learn how to play those shots, and you'll get better.
Anything else you want to bring up?
I don't think so. Just thanks to all the members this year. It's been a great year so far. I mean, looking forward to, you know, obviously great participation in the events. There's lots of new members and new faces around, and just happy to have him. And, you know, anybody who's been a member here for a long time, you know, kind of wrap your arms around him and welcome him in. And, you know, a lot of people tell me, you know, this club's so friendly, you know, the staff's friendly. Yeah, that's great. But the members are the one that make it friendly. I mean, they really do. I mean, you know, you don't want to come to a place where you don't feel welcome or you kind of look weird, you know, shunned upon or whatever. But this club is really welcoming, and just, you know, keep it up, because it's, you know, we got something really special going here. And just excited, man. Yeah. Excited for where this club's headed, and you know, excited for our tournament next month.
Absolutely.
That's good for our club, for sure.
Well, so, this is really a very special place, and a lot of that credit goes to you and what you've created here, and the atmosphere and the culture that you've created here. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, that will do it for this episode. Join us again next month for the Brian and Brian Show.
Thank you.